A very good evening and welcome along to this week's edition of The Score. It's a beautiful evening here in Letterkenny, and over the next hour we hope you can stay with us as we get set for a bumper weekend of sport across the county. There's a real buzz of excitement among rally fans ahead of the Donegal International Rally, and on tonight's programme we'll be linking up with Oisin Kelly at this evening's special ceremonial event. The 3-day event gets underway tomorrow, but right around now the cars, the crews and rally officials are gathering on Main Street in Letterkenny, and Oisin and Kevin Fury are there too for Highland. We'll link up with them very shortly. The rally, part of a packed weekend of sporting action. There's Gaelic Games 2. Remember, it's the final round of matches in the group stages of the All-Ireland Series, and the All-Ireland Ladies Football Championship starts this weekend with Donegal playing host to Waterford on Saturday. So, before we head downtown to Oisin, let's start with the Gaelic Games. Donegal's senior men's team play Monaghan on Saturday evening. Derry, in the same group, of course, well, they play their final group game against Clare. And Tyrone are also in action this weekend. They play Westmeath. Earlier today, I got the thoughts of the sports editor of the Donegal News, Ryan Ferry. Okay, Ryan, then Donegal back in action this weekend, Saturday evening. They take on Monaghan in Oma. A game that has plenty of significance because it will decide where Donegal end up playing in the next stage of this competition.
Yeah, Dermot, I think that is it's a very important game for Donegal. I think there's probably, nationally, there's a lot being said about maybe the lack of jeopardy going into this last round of fixtures, and you know every game I think is pretty much something at stake, but maybe not a huge amount, but you know, you're still expecting the leading contenders to be there and come semi-final stage and All-Ireland final stage. But for the likes of Donegal, where they're at the minute, this game matters because you're trying to finish as far up the group as possible. Looks highly unlikely that Derry will lose to Clare, so it looks like top spot's going to be gone. But, you know, second place means a home preliminary fixture next week. And, you know, that would be huge for Donegal to get it. And the other side of the coin is, if you lose, you're going away somewhere next week, and it could be a really tricky place. So, you know, it's never going to be easy against Monaghan, but if Donegal can pull off a victory in Oma, leave them in a strong place going into, you know, the real business end of it next week.
And they meet a team this weekend, Ryan, who have already beaten Donegal twice this season. They played in the McKenna Cup and the league, so Donegal will be hoping to avoid a third defeat.
Yeah, well, it's suppose it would be very unusual to lose to a certain team, you know, three times in the one season, particularly when you would feel that you're around the same level as that team. But, you know, that's what's at stake. And I suppose, you know, like the McKenna Cup was back in January, and, you know, probably if you think the 30 players that will start this week, you know, how many of them would have played that day in January? But still, it's just probably a bit of a side note to it. And, you know, Monaghan have had a decent enough championship. You know, they've drawn with Derry, they've beaten Tyrone, they were also well beat by Derry in another game, and they've beaten Clare. So, you know, they're being steady enough there. So it's going to be a tricky one.
And the fact that it's a neutral venue, that's an added significance for this tie. I know people have had their thoughts, and quite a few people have been critical of the format of this championship, suggesting that there have been some games in there that have mattered little. But we're now into the final weekend of these games. Hopefully they can serve up some excitement. And Donegal and Monaghan meeting in Oma, which is an unusual venue for both counties.
Yeah, well, I think it's a big help that it's in Oma, Dermot. Like, you know, there was one stage, there was a little bit of talk that there might have been a double header on Croke Park, and this game would possibly have been taken there. And like, that would have really put it up to both sets of supporters. Whereas I think now, like, you know, particularly for people in North Donegal, you know, getting to Oma isn't that difficult. And, you know, Monaghan will be the same. Hopefully we have a nice bit of a crowd and, you know, lends itself to a good atmosphere. You know, Tyrone aren't playing to Sunday, so maybe there'll be a few gales around, I don't know, Ballygally and Dromore and Killyclogher and these places that might come in as well, and, you know, help it out. And look, it's a venue Donegal know very well down through the years, even at underage level. They played there against Tyrone league this season. So the Healy Park itself won't bring any great surprises.
And Donegal go into this game after a reasonably good performance against Derry, Ryan. You know, pundits were suggesting that there was, you know, reasons for optimism there, that there was some good performances. Donegal played well in that game and were well in it for long stages.
Yeah, like I know Rory O'Donnell got a late goal that I think probably made it a 5-point game. And I think anything more than that would have been unjust on Donegal for the performance they delivered. They were well in it. I suppose the one Achilles heel was that they gave up goal chances. And, you know, Derry got through for three of them in the second half. And they could have had more. Sean Patton made a couple of good saves. So they're really going to have to tighten up on that. But I think you know, there's no doubt about it. It's been a tough season for the Donegal footballers. And it's maybe been, you know, with everything that's gone on, you know, maybe GA supporters have struggled really to get their teeth into it. But, you know, there were encouraging signs, and particularly Oisin Gallan's performance 2 weeks ago, which was really, really impressive. And, yeah, you know, I think Donegal fans are, you know, encouraged by that. And I think people will go into Oma on Saturday evening to see can he back it up. He played well against Clare down in Ennis too, so, you know, he looks like he's ready to step it up and become the main man, and hopefully he can deliver a big performance on Saturday.
And any significance, Ryan, in the fact that we didn't have a press briefing in the lead up to this weekend's game? That's something that Aidan O'Rourke, it's not the first time that's happened, but it is unusual ahead of such an important fixture.
Yeah, like, and I suppose for a bit of context on that, Jeremy, you know, for a lot of teams down the country, like I've been keeping a wee eye on the press during the week. I haven't seen anybody from a Kerry player speaking or a Galway player speaking. You know, there've been a couple of media events, you know, where some players would be up in front of the press, but in terms of, you know, speaking to players, you know, Donegal would have always had good access to the Donegal team and the players and the management, you know. But this year, it just hasn't quite worked like that. And, you know, there's been a little bit of talk maybe about the players were let go off the panel last week. Was that a reason why, you know, was it just that they're putting their heads down, you know, to look ahead to this match? We don't know, and I suppose maybe we won't know until after the match if they decide to do a press brief in the end, which usually they do. But, you know, we can only ask the question, can we be allowed to speak to them? And, you know, it's up to the management or the players to decide if they want to speak.
Okay, well, this game on Saturday evening, it's part of a busy programme of fixtures on this weekend. Tyrone and Westmeath meeting in one of the other groups. You mentioned Derry against Clare as well. So we'll start with the Derry-Clare game. You would expect Derry to win this one, Ryan. In fairness to Clare, though, they were well in the game against Donegal for long periods. You could say the same when they met Monaghan the other week as well. Ended up losing by quite a margin in the end. But, you know, they haven't laid down in either fixture. The fact that they've nothing to play for this weekend, though, would suggest that Derry will win this one.
Yeah, I suppose you just look at it and, you know, what have the last 2 weeks been like for Derry? What have the last 2 weeks been like for Donegal, for Monaghan and their training? You know, they're going to be pushing it. The weather's been good. They're going to be enjoy driving it on and seeing where it's going to take them. Whereas, you know, what were the last 2 weeks like for Clare, knowing that whatever happens, it's game over? Have some boys turned to focus to matters of club football, you know?
Yeah.
All that, I don't know. Some might have even went away to America. You wouldn't know. Like, so I think now, in fairness, Colm Collins seems to have always got a tune out of these Clare players, and I'm sure he'll want them to finish the season on a high. But, like, you'd have to think that Derry are, if Derry are going in the direction that I think they hope they're going, this game will be no bother to them at all.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't say the same about Tyrone. They've been in a tough group and have done well. Good result the last day. Now they meet Westmeath this weekend in Cavan. How do you see that one going?
Yeah, like Westmeath, probably, you know, they've no points on the table, but probably have been a bit of the surprise package of this, because they pushed Armagh very close and they pushed Galway very close, you know, which people probably weren't really expecting, even coming in as the Tailteann Cup winners last year. Tyrone, a hard team to get a read on, because you look at them, Darragh Canavan is really heading towards marquee forward territory. Darren McCurry is still going well. You know, Big Con Kilpatrick in the middle of the field, and Brian Kennedy. And yet, you know, they're just really scraping by in games as well. And, you know, is the overall strength and depth there that it once was? is the interest in Tyrone in general still there? Like, I know from talking to people, they're all their club games are on Friday evenings, and they're, you know, there's chat of huge numbers going to watch the games, but not huge numbers following their county team. But this is the most interesting group, because I suppose in Carrick and Shannon at the same time you have Armagh playing Galway, and if Armagh would potentially beat Galway and Tyrone win, beat Westmeath, you know, then you'll have three teams on 4 points, and all of a sudden then there's a bit of a look at score difference to see who tops the group and gets straight through to a quarter final. So, you know, I think Tyrone will do their due diligence this week, and they'll make sure they win and make sure they get, if not, at least a home preliminary quarter final next week in Healy Park.
That's Ryan Ferry there of the Donegal News, and he finished there chatting about that Tyrone Westmeath game. That's on Sunday evening, a 4 o'clock start in Breffni Park in Cavan. Before all that, on Saturday, Donegal against Monaghan is in Healy Park in Omagh. Throw-in at 6 o'clock. Martin McHugh and Brendan Devaney will be on commentary for Highland, and we'll also have updates from Michael McMullen, who'll be watching Derry against Clare. That game in Pierce Park in Longford also throws in at 6 o'clock. We'll go for a quick break.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back. Well, the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally ceremonial event has taken place this evening on Letterkenny's Main Street. It marks the start of what promises to be an exciting weekend of rally action. And there this evening for Highland is Oisin Kelly.
Fantastic crowd here. It's got a wee bit overcast, a wee bit cloudy, but thankfully there's going to be no rain. But it's lovely and warm, and it's a fantastic evening now to get things underway for the 2023 Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. We have all the leading crews here, and we're going to start speaking to them. First up is going to be, of course, the defending champions, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. And we asked Josh maybe to come round this side of the car. Give this man a big round of applause. He's back in Donegal to defend his title. Josh, I spoke to you earlier in the week on Highland, and we talked about having number one on the car, something that you're very familiar to, given the fact that you've won the championship tarmac and national, now you're leading the game, so it's nothing new, but it's new here in Donegal. What's the feeling like tonight?
Yeah, I suppose we're relaxed enough this evening. I suppose that feeling's going to probably change a lot in the morning, but yeah, look, we're looking forward to the weekend ahead. It's going to be a good one.
Is there any pressure at all on you, given that all these boys are going to be hunting you down as from the get-go tomorrow?
It's hard to know at this stage, but probably there could be a bit of pressure whenever we look at the results at the end of stage one, but yeah, look, we'll just take it on our stride and push on whenever we're comfortable.
But you knew yourself this was a long 3 days and anything can happen?
Yeah, it sure is, and yeah, look, to win the rally you have to be there at the end of it, so yeah, look, we'll probably keep that in mind to a certain degree, but we don't want to be too far away at any stage, so we'll have to push on.
In a preview earlier today on Highland, I called you Mr. Consistent, because you're always picking up points at events, and when you see that, it accumulates in the championships, which happened last year, and now you're back in front in the tarmac in the national.
Yeah, definitely, this year has been going good for us, so yeah, look, hopefully we can continue it on, and yeah, another good result this weekend would be mean a lot for the championship.
What are you really looking forward to this weekend in Donegal?
Winning the rally, yeah, look, that's not going to be an easy thing, but yeah, look, there were 3 days of great rallying, and the competition's mighty there behind us, so yeah, just looking forward to it in general.
Can I come around and join us just here, Andy? I got a quick word with you as well. What's it like for you, Andy, coming now to Donegal as the defending champion, the top navigator from last year, and now you're going to go to defend this title?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. It's a year already. I suppose we got kind of lucky in the end last year. Everyone else had trouble that we didn't. So hopefully a bit of luck again this year, and we'll try and do it all over again.
You're quite happy and quite comfortable this year, aren't you, so far?
Yeah, going well so far. Probably not as well as last year, right? We're a little bit further behind than we were last year. But still, Josh is driving well. Good result in Cavan, so I'll be hoping that it should stand as well.
What are you looking forward the most here in Donegal?
Voodoo on Sunday night.
Very good. Well, listen, Andy, good to have you here. Good to have you back, and wish you the very, very best of luck as well. So we're going to get the car fired up and get her moved, because we've got quite a few other drivers to talk to here at the ceremonial start. Give these guys a big round of applause again. The defending champions, number one on the car. They'll be number one on the road tomorrow as they head to the south of the county in Donegal Bay. Callum Devine, Take his car down. He's smiling, so he is. Callum's always smiling. The dairyman who loves to spend time in Donegal. Noel Sullivan, of course, is co-driver. Good man, Callum. Put the handbrake on her there, and out you come. Callum Devine, he's got two wins so far in the Tarmac series, and they were in recent rounds as well. Would you see yourself as one of the four men coming in?
Hope so. I hope so. No, okay, we're looking forward to it. A good result here this weekend would be good for our championship as well. No Josh says that too, but it's good for everybody, isn't it?
Any nerves?
No, not at the minute, hey, but I'm sure the morning will be, the nerves start to creep in, but yeah, once we get on to the first stage and yeah, get to the end of the big on, you know, get on with it again.
You were actually leading this event last year on the Saturday. I don't want to bring up any bad memories or anything, but have you learned of that, those previous experiences, Donegal, Callum?
Yeah, well, that was the first experience. Now we led it from the first stage to stage 15, I think it was last year. So, yeah, look, small mistake on our end, we were out. So, yeah, look, we have to be thereabouts. Anyway, come to day three anyway, that's the main objective.
And what would it mean to you if you were to win Donegal?
A big dream come true, you know, for me, you know, because, look, it's the rally I've been going to since I was no height, so, yeah, that's, I'd be the one, wouldn't
it? Well, listen, we wish you the very best. Give him a round of applause, Callum Devine, and his navigator over there's phone conversation with a previous Donegal winner of the National, Damien Gallagher, Noel Sullivan. Callum Devine, wish you the very best of luck this weekend. Okay, up next, we've got the Welsh contingent who've joined us. Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson. And another of the GT polos. We're live here in Highland on the Score programme tonight as well. So as Callum leaves us, we're going to be joined now by Marion Evans. And also the likes of Sam Moffat, Matt Edwards, Robert Barabel, Gary Jennings, Johnny Greer, Desi Henry, Declan Boyle are all the top 10. So once again, Callum Devine will be seen as one of the contenders. So next up, we've got Miriam Evans and Jonathan Jackson. Miriam, if you want to step out and join me. He, of course, is in the Polo GTI R5. And you can watch this as well tonight on the Highland Radio social media channels and on the Donegal International Rally channel as well. Miriam, delighted to have you back. Good to see you.
Good to be back. Always nice to be back in Donegal.
Are you excited about this event?
Yeah, always. Always nice to be back. You know, it's a special event. I have a lot of good memories here. So, yeah, it'd be nice to get going again. Stages tomorrow are very tricky, quite different to what we're used to here in Donegal. But, yeah, it'd be nice to get through it and then again kicking on.
Is this event an event that you feel you can win, Marin?
We're going to try, I suppose. You know, everyone kind of in this top five, top ten maybe are here to win. But it's going to be tough because I think, you know, all the boys, they have the prep done. Josh and Callum are doing a national championship as well, which is helping them along. But we didn't have a great run in Killarney, but I guess the good thing about us is every rally we've been to this year, we've been pretty much close to the front. So we're hopeful anyway.
Yeah, it's a long weekend, and as you know, anything can happen here in Donegal. So.
Yeah, I know. I said to Rory Kennedy on a Saturday last year then that not a lot had happened, and he said, "Don't you worry, it'll come," and all hell broke loose on Sunday. So yeah, we'll see.
Well, listen, the very best of luck to you, Marion, and indeed your co-driver as well, Jonathan Jackson. Good luck and have a safe and good weekend in Donegal. Give him a round of applause, Marion Evans of the famous Evans Motorsport family. We'll be looking at another of the cars shortly. Matt Edwards. Now the guys have maybe just let him move on down. So then up next, we've got a former two-time winner of Donegal. He's a man that knows what it takes to win here in Donegal. Another of the Moffat family. And believe it or not, it's 10 years since this man won his first Donegal back in 2013. He was the 2019 winner, a two-time winner. We'll turn around this time because there's the camera up there that's keeping an eye on us as well. What's it like for you? You're an old hand now at this stage with Donegal.
You're definitely making me feel old anyway. Yeah, 10 years ago is a long time, and there's a lot of young blood around us here, and they're hungry for it. So, yeah, we'll see. It's going to be a good weekend. Yeah.
And can you win Donegal this year? Can you mix it with all these boys in front of you and these guys that are chasing you?
Well, I believe I can. Whether I can or not is another thing, but I believe I can. It's going to take me to get started at the start and just get in gear and try and commit from the start. My seat time's not there like maybe some of the other drivers, but we definitely know the roads around here, really enjoy it, and Friday's a clean slate for everyone. Hopefully we can get out of there not too far away and get into a few more stages we know.
Is this car good enough to win?
Car's good enough to win. Whether I am is another story, but we'll definitely give it a good go.
What stages do you look forward to the most in Donegal? Because you've been around quite a few of them, and if we go back to one of the years, was 2019 in Glen, where she was in two wheels or one wheel at one stage? Yeah.
Oh, that was 17. I suppose Carnhill, no, or Garton, Garton would be my favourite stage there. And then Knockalla, I've had some very good times over that over the years, so I suppose they'd be the two I'd be really going for. That'd be really the two standout ones, I suppose. I like them all, but they're the two standout.
I'm going to make a prediction. I reckon you're going to lay a marker down the first one for all these young boys around you.
That's what I need to do anyway, so hopefully you're right.
Okay, listen, give him a round of applause. Sam Moffat, Keith Moriarty, car number 4 in the Hyundai. Of course, the Moffat brothers in Hyundais looking to make a stamp on Donegal. Up next, car number 5. We are delighted to have him back. As Sam Moffat makes a bit of noise behind us. This is another of the polos. We've got a man from across the water returning. This is his second time to do Donegal. Matt Edwards, good to see you. You're welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
Yeah. How excited are you this time round?
Same as before, same as last time really. We're here to have a good go at it and obviously enjoy the stages. It's a lot of hard work to get here and a lot of people have come together again to help us make the start. So, you know, we're just looking forward to a good weekend in Donegal. Yeah.
Listen, your weekend was going good up until the Sunday last year. So you've now got a bit of knowledge of Donegal where you had no knowledge whatsoever going in last year. So how dangerous a threat does that make you to these other boys?
Well, they say a bit of knowledge is dangerous, don't they? No, it goes, you know, we go into a few stages this year with a bit of a known quantity. You know, we know a bit more about the car than we did last year. And, you know, myself and Dave have done a few more events together. So I think all in all, there's a bit more we know about the area and that, so it can only help.
You're coming here to win, are you?
Yeah, we've not put all the effort into just turn up. You know, it's a great rally to come and do anyway. But, you know, after coming so close last year and having such a good run with Callum and the boys, you know, it's rude not to try and come back.
And I know it's an emotional year for David. We talked about some of the great rally drivers that have passed earlier on in the ceremonial start. And we remember his sister Sarah, who passed away earlier this year. And there's no doubt that Sarah will be sitting on the shoulder of you guys this weekend. And fingers crossed, we'll see you at the finish ramp on Sunday and you'll be able to complete your first Donegal International.
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, like I said, there's a lot of people come together and it was, you know, the family's wish that we came and did it. So, you know, there's a lot of underlying, you know, methods of why we're here. So, you know, a lot to do, a lot of work to put in, but, you know, we're up to the task and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow on day one. Okay, we'll talk to you later on. Matt Edwards, folks, give him a big round of applause. Delighted to have him back. David sitting in there as well, David Moynihan. Okay, up next, a man that's having a right cut at the championship. Robert Barabel's up next in the first of the Citroens. And Niall Burns, we're going to start calling Niall a Donegal man because he's living here now. And he's hoping for a big performance on what will be seen as now one of his home events. Sorry, it's actually Gordon Noble, apologies. Niall Burns is to come later on. The veteran Gordon Noble is sitting alongside Robert Barabel. Robert, I'll give you a new navigator there for a second, so it But anyway, listen, you're here in the Citroen. What can Robert Barabel, Gordon Noble and the Citroen do in Donegal? What's the plan?
I think our plan is the same as probably everybody else's. It's just go as quick as we can and try and get into a rhythm, go to early and see where that puts us in this pecking order, and then kind of see what way the weather pans out for the rest of the weekend.
What's the year been like so far? What's your prep been like for Donegal? Are you finding any sort of form going on here? Would you be happy with where you're sitting at the minute?
Yeah, I think we finished off Killarney in relatively good pace, so if we can start this rally on that, I don't think it'll be a million miles away. Although the belts do get a bit notched up a bit more for Donegal, and we wouldn't have that massive amount of experience in the Saturdays. I've never done the Sunday stages, so we have a little bit of a handicap there. But hey, listen, at the end of the day, we've done a good recce, so we're looking forward to it.
You're coming in under the radar here, are you?
Yeah,
you're the dark horse?
Slipping in the back door.
Well, listen, have a safe event. Hopefully see you back at the finish line on Sunday. The very best luck to you. And, of course, Gordon Noble, the man that's done Donegal umpteen times. He's nearly been around as long as the rally. Good luck, Gordy. Well, the weekend over the 3 days. And up next, we're going to be joined by the sponsor of the event. His first year on board. The new title of the rally is, of course, the Wilton Recycling. Donegal Rally Ireland 2023 to give its proper title. We've got all the Wilton men alongside us. And you see, I'll step over this side. It's the first of the right-hand drive cars. Rodney, you're welcome. Good to see you.
Thanks very much.
Listen, you've got the Escort out here, so you've got number 47 on the door. It's a big event for you, the main sponsor and competing.
Yeah, huge event, great to be part of it, you know.
When the opportunity arose to be part of this international, was it something that you jumped on very quickly?
Yeah, didn't really have to think twice about it, really. If you think Donegal's only ever had three sponsors before me, so for me to be the fourth sponsor is really a highlight of my business career anyway.
Does it make you proud when you come into Letterkenny today and you've seen all the banners and your company and your names alongside such, a world-famous logo?
Definitely so. If you come in and you weren't proud, there's something wrong, Donegal Motor Club has done a lot for me, and to see them around the county is fantastic.
And listen, what can you do in this Mark II over the weekend?
Try and keep it between the hedges, that'd be forced. We'll take it from there. It's 10 years since I competed in Donegal, and I think it's got a bit faster since that.
What was the performances like back then for you?
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. I was second one year, third another year, fourth another year, and I didn't get any better from there.
We'll give your navigator a mention. Conor McMahon's on board with you as well.
Yeah, Conor, he's been on board. I can go nowhere without him, so I can't. But we've been a team this last, 15 years, almost since I started. So we click well together, and whatever goes wrong on the day, we'll blame each other. So
you're excited about this?
Very excited, yeah, exactly.
I wish you a safe rally, and enjoy the weekend, because it's a big one for you. Good to see you here at the ceremonial start. Thanks, Rod.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Give him a big round of applause. Rodney Wilton, the man who has decided to invest money in the Donegal International Rally. He's going to compete as well. And we wish him every success this weekend. We're going to stay on this side of the road because we've got another of the right-wing drive cars in Gary Jennings alongside Rory Kennedy. These two boys know a thing or two about winning Donegal International Rallies. Gary has two. 2012 and 2015, is it, Gary? Rory's got four. And you got a new car as well this year, so you have Gary. So are you all set for another Donegal?
Yeah, I can't wait to get going now. It's been some people don't realise it's been a long week or 10 days now. You're getting ready for it. So, yeah, tomorrow morning, it's Christmas Day again. It goes on, hopefully, for 3 days.
You won the Tour of the Spairn, so obviously things over the last couple of months have been going your way. Can you mix it now with all these other boys?
Yeah, well, I must thank all my sponsors and C&M Motorsport, Noma, who own this car and give me the chance to have the most modern Fiesta, most modern Ford there is, and thanks to M-Sport for all their upgrades. And yeah, I feel very confident in the car, and I'm enjoying the sport again, and it just goes to show in the Spairns we could put up again the reigning Northern Ireland champion and beat them. So yeah, put my betting and happen this weekend.
I'm looking for Rory here behind me. Where did he go? I think he's over signing autographs. Come on over, Rory. We'll talk to you. You're a four-time champion, of course, on this event. And has won it with Gary. Rory, good to see you at the ceremonial start here. What's the excitement like now?
Well, the excitement's nauseous, as you can tell. It's fantastic to see this tonight here in Letterkenny. It's really what the Donegal Rally is all about. And fair play to everybody come out. And it's you know, it's a real festival all week, so it's a great way to get it off the ground.
Will you sleep tonight, really?
Oh, no, I'll sleep tonight. Once we get the hammer down tomorrow, we'll see what the story is.
And listen, I know that the cup is named after your dad, and the winners get the Jim Memorial, the Jim Kennedy Memorial Cup, excuse me. Can you guys lift that again on Sunday?
Well, I can tell you one thing, Oisin, we'll be giving it our best shot and trying our best, but as you well know, hey, Donegal Rally is a very hard rally to win, and the 20 other boys are going to be trying to do the same thing as us, but we'll give it our best shot. Hey.
Okay, the best of luck with it. Rory Kennedy and Gary Jennings, former winners of the Donegal International, and another one. So just going to get a quick picture, okay? We'll bring the rest of the cars down closer to the start sign here. Up next, we're going to have Desi Henry, or looking up, Johnny Greer does actually. Johnny Greer's going to join us from County Down. And Johnny Greer is Niall Burns, the Sligo man who's now Donegal man on board. Okay, we're just moving the cars, and up next we're going to... That will sound nice in the radio, betcha. That's Gary Jennings leaving us. Okay, one out here, Johnny Greer. Niall Burns on board. And in the center. So, Johnny, number eight in the door. Will you be number one come the end of the weekend?
If a miracle happened, yes, maybe. But, yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. We sort of didn't get that far in Killarney, so we're way behind the game on it. So, but yeah, we'll give it a good shot tomorrow, see how we get on. Just go from there. Long events, so we'll just bet ourselves in and see what happens.
What are you really looking forward to in Donegal?
I'm actually, the new stages tomorrow, actually, are probably, I'm looking forward to getting into them. You know, I think it's a new challenge for everybody, so that's always good. Obviously, the classics come further in the weekend, but I'm looking forward to the new stages, see what they're like.
We're calling this man a Donegal man now, because he's living not too far down the road. He's Mr. Reliable on beside you.
Yeah, I think he's adopted Donegal now, I think, so yeah, that's great. I mean, even during the Racky, it's good to have someone with so much local knowledge around the place. So yeah, it's sort of said maybe someone stays to get Niall to drive because he was in Barnidy. So
he'll not be walking the dog this weekend, so he'll be too busy rallying. Listen, the best of luck with it, Johnny and Niall.
Right, thank you.
There you go, that's Johnny Greer and Niall Burns. So that's another Citroen. And we've got another Citroen with car number 9. This is a dairyman, Desi Henry. And another of the Citroens, one out here, Desi. And he's got a Donegal man with a bit of local knowledge sitting alongside him in the form of Paddy Robinson. Desi, how are you keeping here just a day out from the start now of the event?
Yeah, couldn't be bad now, sitting there again this evening. Hopefully the weather stays the way it's been, but it's not looking like it is with the forecast, so it makes things tricky. It's a tricky rally as is, but the weather will play a big part in it.
What do you like? Do you like the dry stuff, or are you a fan of the wet when it happens?
Hey, I don't mind. I suppose when you're out in competition, everybody's the same, so look, it's always nice if it stays dry. It's a bit more predictable, but look, it is what it is, and we'll just have to live with it.
Yeah, what do you want out of the weekend?
Well, we've never finished Donegal Rally for a start. I think we've started it 5 times, never finished it but for one reason or another. So, look, we'll try and get to the end, but look, we'll be pushing to try and get on the podium now.
Well, the best of luck to you and Paddy this weekend. There you go from County Derry. Good man, Paddy. The best of luck, Paddy Robinson and Desi Henry. Okay, we're going to have a bit of a blockade here now because Gary Jennings is signing autographs. We'll just bring another of the local men down. Up next, car number 10 is going to be Declan Boyle. Declan, of course, winner in 2014 alongside his cousin Brian Boyle in the Subaru Impreza S12B, a car of course that also won with Tim McNulty in Donegal as well. But Declan has been through a couple of different cars over the last number of years, from R5 Fiestas to Polos, and now he's sitting in a Citroen. So he is. From Letcher Magaport, Paddy Walsh is sitting alongside a man that's very experienced when it comes to rallying. We're just going to get a few of the cars moved. Off goes Desi Henry. Come on ahead, Declan. Down underneath the stand here. As I said, a former winner of this event in 2014 in the Subaru. Come on out here. Declan, good to see you.
How you get on? Long time no see.
Long time no see is right. How are you feeling now ahead of this one?
Not bad. Now, looking forward to it, to be fair. With this new car, trying to get bed in. We had a wee run out in Cavan, and so it'll be good to get bed in now tomorrow again.
How do you find the Citroen? Is it a big change from the Fiesta and the Polos that you were driving previously?
No, to be fair, there's not much difference in a whole lot of them. I like the gear ratio in this one. It seems to be, you know, the torque through the gears there, and you can take, what the torque, you can take, you know, a lot corner here and there, a higher gear. So it seems and feels, but you know yourself, you have to contest all you like, but it's against the boys, the one.
Are you comfortable in the car now going into Donegal?
I am, to be fair. Yes, I'm happy with it. Yep. I know the first stage there tomorrow is tricky enough, but, you know, at the end of the day, we just have to get better and get around that one.
Okay. What do you want to achieve out of the weekend, Declan?
I'd like to get a nice, decent finish. Last year we fell into fourth. It's a long rally, it's a 3-day event, and it's just hard to know how to approach Donegal. But you know, from the past and from what we know, we just attack it from the word go, and it is what it is after that.
So enjoy the weekend. We'll be speaking to you out the stages.
Thank you. Thanks, Dawson.
Another big round of applause. Another local driver, Declan Boyle, and we have got Patrick Walsh alongside him. Watch out for number 10, the Citroen R5. Right, car number 11 is another former winner of the event. Come on down this way, Gareth. Well, we have to step over to the other side of the road because he's right-hand drive as well. Another of the Volkswagen Polos. This is a very experienced crew when it comes to Donegal. Look at the legend of Brian Murphy sitting on one side. And we've got another former winner of this event. We talked about Austin for years, and then young Gareth came on the scene and decided to win Donegal, and you're back again, Gareth. What year was the last that you won Donegal?
The last time, Oisin, we did Donegal, or we won Donegal, was 2010, and 2009, 2010, so we won it 2 years in the trot there, but yeah, it's been a good while ago, and there's plenty of water under the bridge now, but delighted to be back, and it's great to see the crowds and all here, so it's just Donegal is where it's happening.
Yeah. Donegal is special for the McHale family, isn't it?
100%, you know, we're just up there, we're talking to Seamus McGettigan there and going back to 1983 with him and Vincent Bonner and that with Dad, and no, definitely Donegal is special.
I wasn't telling any lies there, was it?
Yeah, a few, you know him.
Listen, it's a big event, looks like we're going to have the weather. It's going to be mixed, but mainly dry and sunny, which is going to make for exciting rallying action here in Donegal. What do you want out of the weekend, Gareth?
We just try and, what you call it, drive as best as we can and enjoy the stages. You know, the stages are fantastic as usual. And, you know, Donegal always throws up surprises, so I wouldn't be counting anybody out on there, that's for sure.
Well, listen, have a good rally, have a safe one. We'll talk to you on Sunday, fingers crossed.
Thanks, Oisin.
There you go, that's Gareth McHale alongside him, Brian Murphy. Delighted to have, I don't know if Gareth would be like calling some of the old guard, but it's good to see them back in Donegal, and they're going to be in that polo. Watch out for car number 11. So we're going to skip round to the other side of the road for a left-hand drive Fiesta, and it's another of the local men, Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea, are joining us now at the start. Yeah, come on ahead, Joe. I'll not keep you too long.
Anyway, it doesn't look like we're going anywhere anyway.
Gary Jennings probably still has the street blocked up down there. But listen, here we are. This is your home event. This is the big one. This is the one you look forward to every year. Now we're just less than a day out from the start of it. What's the feeling like for you?
Looking forward to it. Kind of know we're going to be warm this weekend, but it definitely beats the rain.
And obviously, Kieran, the man alongside you, Mr. Steady Eddie.
Kieran's one of the best in the business. You know, I'm lucky to have him. it's great to know he's back living in Donegal, getting the full Donegal experience living at home.
What do you, well then, where would you like to finish this weekend? What's the target for you?
We'd be hoping for top six. We've kind of had a rough few years with issues in the Fridays and stuff, but our best result would have been a seventh a long time ago in a much slower car, so we can hope.
You know, but listen, have a good rally. All right, Joseph McGonagall there. From Muff, Kieran Guinea, we'll call him a Donegal man now at this stage. Sitting on board, calling the notes. We've got another local crew up next and another of the Citroens. We're, of course, live on the Score program Highland on a Thursday night here from the main street in Letterkenny for the ceremonial start outside the Voodoo venue, who have joined Highland on board to bring you coverage of this event. Wall-to-wall coverage right across the weekend. Up next, David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan and the Citroen C3. And the Donegal men are coming thick and fast now, so they are. It's the home event, David. And it's heading to the south of the county, somewhere you know well.
Aye, look, it's heading over to Donegal tomorrow, so look, we're looking forward to getting to tack the stages over there. So,
is it going to be on the full throttle for you tomorrow, given that it's down there in the south of the county, and you want to make a statement in the home patch?
Oh, we're going to have to get a happy medium. We're going to have to go fast, but we're going to have to go to tomorrow evening as well. That's the plan. So, but look, there's going to be, there's no slouches here, so we're going to have to keep our heads up.
What's been your best finish in Donegal?
Last year we were 8th overall, so look, we'll be hoping to better that this year, but it's good.
Okay, well, the best of luck with it, David.
Thanks very much.
There you go, that's David Kelly, Dean O'Sullivan. We're going to rattle through these guys now because there is a driver's briefing in the theatre to take place at 9 o'clock and we don't want to be holding them back. Another of the Boyle family has joined us. Michael Boyle in a Volkswagen Polo. And Dermot McCafferty is the man on board. Michael Boyle is up next, running the same colour scheme, of course, as Dad Declan and the Citroen. I'm going to have to say hello to you, Michael. Out you step. What can this polo of yours do over the weekend, Michael?
Hopefully now it'll do as good anyway. It's a good car, so just still trying to learn it. Only a couple of events in it, so go from there.
So is the target just to get to the finish then and have a good run on your home patch with no issues?
Well, hopefully a good, clean, steady run, no issues, is always a big thing. But yeah, we would like to try and push it as far as we can too at the same time.
You're looking forward to tomorrow?
Forward to tomorrow, new territory for everyone. First stage there is a bit tricky, but here it's the same for everybody, so just need to get through it.
Okay, have a safe one, Michael.
Thank you, sir.
There you go, Michael Boyle. Another Litcher Mega Award man, competing in the polo, looking for a good, steady run and a good finish. And once again, we have our new mayor here, Letterkenny and Milford Municipal District, Kevin Bradley, who's here wishing everyone a safe rally. Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCronin. It's a County Tyrone / Donegal partnership. Yeah, McCrudden to hold the handbrake on her there, Jason.
Well,
are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, looking forward to it now. Just trying to work out here what we were going to go at this tomorrow. But
what way are you going to go at it?
Oh, see, I'll have to behave myself for a while. I'm out of my seat. That seems to be one or the other with us a bit. But no, look, we get out and try and get through it a bit. But we do want to try and get a bit more pace. So we do. So we're going to have to take a few more chances. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, how have you done it fared out before in Donegal?
We lost 7 minutes in the first stage last year, so we drove through it and we got the experience of it. So this year now we're going on the Saturday and Sunday stages with knowledge, which is a first for us. So looking forward to doing that. So, but the important thing is to get through tomorrow to get to see them. So I suppose we'll have to behave ourselves a bit
and get through Saturday and get through Sunday. We'll see you at the finish line, Jason.
Hope so.
Good luck. Best of luck, Paddy. There you go, Paddy McCrudden, and that's Jason Mitchell. And another of the polos. Up next, car number 16. Where have we got to go around the other way? This is Ryan Loughran. He's another of the right-hand drive cars, Ryan Loughran. And he's got a Donegal man on side, Gareth Doherty. So, Ryan, you looking forward to this?
I are. Obviously, it's our first time here now in an R5 car, so I'm really looking forward to it.
What's the experience been like in an R5 this year for you? Have you driven many of them or just decided to take her out of the shed?
The experience hasn't been good now. We done the circuit in one and only got about 4 or 5 stages and we slid into the shock. So the experience has looked
And listen, you've got a, obviously you've got your motorsport team with you here, and you're looking after several cars. How many cars are you looking after this weekend?
I don't even know. I've lost count now at this stage.
Well, listen, you must have a good team around you to look after them, and the, you can focus on the rally.
Aye, what it is, it's good. When you have good lads around you, you can leave them to do the job, and I can get on with my job then.
Safe one to you and Gareth, okay?
No bother, thanks.
There you go, Ryan Lachlan, have a good one. And in R5, going to the other side again. So another guest is, and car number 63. Is Gareth Mina and JB McKierney. Sorry, Gareth, I just should have looked at the side of the door. So, Gareth, what's the feeling like now ahead of these stages tomorrow?
Hi, grand. Hey, this is our first time here, so we're just going to take it as it comes and build it over the weekend. So, we're looking forward to it. How would you not? Crowd's about here on a Thursday. It's unreal.
Have you been here to Donegal before spectating, have you?
Used to get off every Friday, every year, so this is something different, and I can't wait, to be honest.
This is the dream, isn't it?
This is it. Childhood dream.
Yeah. Enjoy every minute of it.
Come on, cheers.
There you go, that's Gareth.
Austin, yes. Austin, James Collins there is mad to get talking to you.
Oh, I'm on you over beside me, James. Right, who do we have next? Oh, we've got another of the polos. Aidan Ray. He's not too far from Donegal. He's got himself a new car this year. Aidan, of course, was in the Group N Mitsubishi for a long time, and he used to be setting stunning times over the likes of Garton. There has been online videos of it. Can the polo go just as hard, can it?
Jeez, I hope so. Actually, I hope so.
What do you want out of Donegal this time, Aidan?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, we'll start off tomorrow morning and just try and find our feet for the first lift and around. See how we are. I only got this car a few weeks ago, so we better get used to it, what they'd say.
New toy,
yeah. So we'll just try and get in, and hopefully we're there thereabouts for Saturday and get into familiar territory.
Listen, enjoy Donegal, Aidan. How many have you done now at this stage?
Oh, I think I'm maybe 6 or 7, maybe, or something like that. Getting there.
Well, listen, have a good one.
Thank you. Cheers.
There you go, that's Aidan. Sitting alongside Aidan, of course, is Martin Brady. Right up next, the first of the two-wheel drive cars. On the road tomorrow is going to be the Darien of Kevin Gallagher. Kevin's running about possibly 30 engines or something in this rally. So he is better known as Egg. But on the winner's sheet from last year, it's got Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore. Why don't you get out, because you're a defending champion. Will she hold okay, will she? So, Kevin, what's it like now? We're nearly there to get to the start, and you're going to be the first two-wheel drive car. I asked you about pressure earlier in the week. Is there any nerves or anything now?
Ah, no, we're 100%. Look, kind of itching to get going now and get at it. Like, so, no, it'll be a good weekend, hopefully.
Can you win this back-to-back?
Ah, I think so. If the stages tomorrow mightn't suit us great, but I think if we get out of that reasonably well, we'll be all right for the rest of the weekend.
I would say you're very excited come Saturdays down your home patch in Knockallen. This is where you want to open this Darien up, is it?
Well, I suppose it's local territory and you can go a bit better, so we'll see how we get on.
And obviously you have a business side of the rally as well. You're 30 or 40 cars, engines to look after this weekend, so how do you do the mix of competing and oversee everything else that's going on?
They'll be not too bad. I think they'll look after themselves reasonably well, and a couple of lads are floating around, so I think we'll be all right.
Do you get the hands dirty, do you?
If you need to, yeah, you always will. Definitely.
Well, listen, the very best of luck with another Donegal.
Cheers, thanks.
Good man, Kevin. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Murray, of course, are the defending two-wheel drive champions, but they've got a man behind him in another blue car. Where's James Cullen before we talk to Kevin Eaves? James. James, one up. We'll get a quick chat with James Cullen. Two-time winner in the 90s, of course, of the Donegal International. More around this way for the camera. We'll stand around this way, James, okay? It's up there, so we have to look that way. Listen, you're watching all these cars. Do you still get excited watching the rally in there?
That's just what we're talking about there. Now, the older you get, the worse it gets, I think. No, it'll be lovely. Like, this is fantastic, and I like this atmosphere. Yeah. bringing the cars out so everybody can see them. Talk to the guys behind the helmets, get the faces, you know, and put a touch. You need to be talking to them guys.
I'm going to talk to Kevin Eaves. I'm going to talk to Kevin Eaves in just a second. But you're part of Glory Days of the Rally as well. So you were James, and some fantastic memories.
Oh God, I say, you know, Letterkenny, Donegal Rally, being from Letterkenny, sure. Fabulous. Me and the old Max, sir. We go back. That's it.
What are you going to do this weekend then?
I did a bit of gravel loads helping out a wee bit, just sort of, you know, keeping myself out of trouble, I hope.
I thought you were going to tell me you're going to play golf.
No, not yet. I'm not giving up yet.
Good luck. Enjoy the weekend. There you go. James Cullen, the mighty James Cullen, two-time winner. We have to say hello to Reba. Reba, good to see you, dear. Good to see you. Kevin Eaves. I'll get down here beside you. You're going around the other way with the camera, maybe, Eamon. What do you want to do? Do you want to get out or run? Was she holding the handbrake, was she? Right. Well, you sit in the car. Kevin, you haven't won Donegal yet, which may surprise some people, given that they see you as the form man in the two-wheel drive category. Can you do it this year, can you?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, I think Donegal's always that one. I don't know if we put too much pressure on ourselves, even the last 5 years, I'd say, in this car. I've kind of always put a foot wrong or done something, so... Hey, look, we're going to enjoy it this weekend. The pace up to here was good, so don't see why we can't go hard. And I suppose tomorrow's good for us too, in the sense of it's nearly like a national rally. It's stripped away and it's kind of local to home to us. So we give it a rattle tomorrow and see what happens, kind of a thing. So,
by the way, congratulations to you and your wife. How's the baby?
She's there. Aye, the sleep one could be the issue, but all's good. Everybody's happy. Hey, so no, all's well. Thanks.
Did you get the rally suit yet?
Aye, cold yet. So. We might leave it. We might try and keep it away from her. Could be a good thing.
Well, listen, you get to the end of this one. Have a good rally.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
There you go. That's Kevin Eaves and his navigator, Chris Melly. Who do we have next? Right, who's next for? Oh, we've got Mr. Kelly coming to join us. Baby Blue. The man who wants to entertain the Donegal public this weekend. Frank, how you doing? Look at this, Frank. All these young ones are looking for the signatures. You can sign and talk at the same time. Listen, Frank, what can you do in Donegal this weekend?
Do you notice the way they look for the signature before the rally? They know there's not much chance of seeing me later on. Listen, we're here for a good time, not a long time.
You're here to throw this yog about, are you?
Aye, listen. As I've said before, I go out to entertain myself. And whatever else shakes out of that is a bonus. I've been at this game too long not to have fun, so if she said it was, I'm having fun.
How many Donegals have you under your belt now?
I have no idea. I would say it's probably near a dozen, I would think. And believe it or not, I've finished 11 on, which is probably why I've been going too slow.
No, but you got a top three, didn't you, a couple of times in the National?
We've been in top three, maybe four times, but that's when I was young.
Oh, but listen, hey, you've experienced, you're an old dog for the old roads, so you might whip it up with these young boys, will you?
Hey, you never know, you could grind the bastards down. But the thing is, these days, obviously, there's a very high spec of car. Every car is well maintained, well looked after. You can't rely on guys breaking down. So you have to be sort of near as damn it the whole weekend. So we had a real good rally last year, and if I can do the same this year, I'll be more than happy.
Okay, the best of luck with it.
Cheers, lads.
There you go, Frank Kelly. Of course, he's got the daughter on board. She was in the car. Oh, she's away doing social media. Lauren. Lauren's back in the car. She's the Snapchat done. Well. Oh, there she goes. There you go, Frank Kelly. Right, it all Donegal crew up. There's got the ear blown off me there. We got the postman. We'll start calling him the postman. Daniel Conlon, how are you?
Not too bad, actually.
Many Donegals now have you done at this stage?
This will be number 30.
Very good. Onion. Are you still excited in number 30 as what you were in number 1?
That's no difference, just it's the same thing. Ready to go.
Mr. McGee will keep you steady, will he?
Well, he's tried anyway.
Okay. Have a good one, have a safe one. We'll talk to you at the finish, Daniel.
No bother, Ashin, thank you.
There you go, one of the local crews, Daniel Conahan and Terence McGee. Who's up next? We have... By the way, this man here is from County Kilkenny, is that right? Yeah, County Kilkenny. He is the leader in the championship of the two-wheel drive category. And we talked about being consistent, Mr. Steady Eddie Doherty. You're coming into Donegal as the championship leader. Any sort of pressure there?
Yeah, it's going to be a big learning curve for us. It's our first time here. I kind of got a bit overwhelmed on Tuesday going through all these classic stages, but like, we may be the leader at the moment, but there's a lot of drop rounds and stuff that's still in the account, and Gary's just behind me. So no, looking forward to the challenge and looking forward to see what these stages like are all about.
Well, the best of luck in your first Donegal edit.
Cheers, thanks a million.
There you go, Eddie Doherty. He is the Tarmac Championship two-wheel drive leader. Get into the weekend.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back. We're wrapping up tonight's programme. Thanks to Oisín, by the way, down there at Main Street in Letterkenny for that ceremonial event. It's the start of a bumper weekend of sporting action here in the Northwest. The stage is tomorrow, by the way, down around the Donegal town area. And then on Saturday, Cairnhill, Garrigort and Knockalla. And then on Sunday, Glen, the Atlantic Drive and Fannett. Of course, there's big Gaelic Games action this weekend too. Donegal playing Monaghan on Saturday. That's at 6 o'clock. Martin McHugh and Brendan Devaney on commentary. And earlier on in the day, Donegal playing Waterford in the opening game in the All-Ireland Series. That's in ladies football. So an important weekend of action. There's plenty of action too at club level here in Donegal. The Senior Hurling Championships get underway with games on Friday night, and then there are league games as well over the course of the weekend. But that's about it then for this evening's programme. My thanks to Donal and to Jimmy for their assistance on tonight's show, and to Oisín and to Kevin Fury down at the rally event in Letterkenny. Thanks to you for listening. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good evening. And if you're a fan of Aslan, well, you'll enjoy what's to come. Jimmy Stafford.